Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Charlie Polillo Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Charlie Polillo.
After intensive internal discussion, fight song or womp womp? Womp womp or fight song? We go with a womp womp. U of H staple. As we welcome head coach Kelvin Sampson, one of our occasional conversations on the program, and this a most opportune morning for one of them, as U of H at another rollicking Fertitta Center wraps up at minimum a share of the conference title, defeating SMU last night 28-2, with one very interesting regular season game remaining Sunday at Cincinnati. Kelvin, Charlie, as always, I appreciate the time. Congratulations. I guess if you could script a senior night, that would have been a pretty good way to write it.
No, I was really happy, Charlie. By the way, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It was a kind of a storybook ending to a career for Galen. You know, he started in the dark ages, I guess you would say, when we first started this thing over at Hot Lines. And then he ends it at the beautiful, brand-new, bright, incredible Fertitta Center, and cutting down nets, and the seniors kind of soaked in all the glory of last night. And so that was great. It was a great accomplishment. But, you know, you're at a point in time in the season where, you know, you're not finished yet, so you just got to put a gauge a little bit on the celebration, because today – you know, today and prior, I got to get them back down to earth because, like you said, we've got a really tough one on Sunday.
I was interested to note that the players learned or were informed of the Cincinnati UCF result that made it perfectly clear. We win, we clinch at least a share of the league. Now, generally, I presume as a head coach, hey, we don't give a rip what's going on anywhere else. Was that a special exception or did word filter to them from elsewhere? How did that go down within the game?
Well, we knew going into last night that if Cincinnati lost and we won, that we would clinch the number one seed in the conference tournament. And how many times do you have a chance to cut nets down? You know, Kellen mentioned it to me. He said, hey, this is the scenario. And he said, what do you want to do? I said, well, cut those nets down, man. You know, SMU, Cincinnati, those teams won the league championship in the past. They cut the nets down. So this team deserved to do it. You know, we have to put it all in perspective. But, you know, last night was a celebration, not just of last night or, you know, this season. I just think it spoke volumes about how far this program's come and really how far it can go.
In conjunction with that, I'm not suggesting that a Mike Krzyzewski or John Calipari ruse having all these one-and-done lottery picks or that you would object to having them. But does it add extra weight? 5-year plans didn't go so well in Russia, and not that you specifically had a 5-year plan, but since that's a maximum window, do you think the appreciation for you is much deeper than maybe any other accomplishment earlier in your career, given the perspective?
No, it was, I don't know if we had a 5-year plan. We just had a year-to-year plan. The first year was just unique. You know, a lot of times when you hire a new coach, he's held hostage by his roster that he inherits, and then you have to go find a way to supplement it. You know, it was, when I say unique, is that when we got here, you know, half the team was transferring, and everybody was telling me, I think you can keep this kid. I think if you sit down and talk with this kid, I think he'll stay. And once I got my bearings and got here, I said, look, these kids don't want to be here. Don't hold them. I mean, they want to leave. They've been here for 2 years, 3 years, whatever. You know, take, for instance, the Tayshaun Thomas kid who I talked to his father. And that kid wanted a chance to go to the NCAA tournament and do what our kids did last night. He deserved that chance. I let him go. You know, we weren't going to go to the NCAA tournament with him the first year. We'd have won a few more games, probably, but so what? What does that mean? You know, I think we just had to start with the kids that wanted to be here, add some kids that we could find late, you know, fill out a roster. We had to go schedule games. We didn't have any games scheduled either. So that first year was just jumping in with 2 feet, looking at the environment that was there and trying to fix it. And we accomplished a lot the first year, not in terms of wins, but you can't always evaluate that. So Frank Hayes is a really good friend of mine over at Tulsa. He inherited 5 starters from a team that went to the NCAA tournament. So his first year was a little bit different. Penny's first year, for instance, a little bit different. But we knew what we were doing, Charlie, and we knew how we were going to get through this. And, we went from that first year to next year, 22 wins. And you look back, we lost some key games that year that maybe we go to the tournament that year, but we didn't. And we went to NIT, and that was a great accomplishment for that team. The next year, same thing. We just weren't quite good enough at the end. And then last year, you know, we knocked the door down, got to the tournament, won a game, and even though we lost Devin and Rob and Nura and Wes, we had enough coming back that if we added the right pieces to them, that we could be pretty good. So with Dejon Giroux, Nate Hinton, Bryson Gresham, Sed Alley, all 4 of those guys have been great contributors to us. 28-2 is that doesn't even sound realistic. It's 28-2. I've never been. That's what the Dukes and Kentuckys do. But, you know, the key to this record was our non-conference record. We went to BYU and they were pretty good. You know, teams early in the season, they're all pretty good then, especially at home. We won at BYU, then we won at Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State had just beaten LSU. So, you know, those were 2 great wins. Then we come home and beat Oregon, LSU, St. Louis, Utah State. All those were great wins. And all of a sudden you look up, you're 13-0. I thought we'd be 10-3, maybe 11-2. So that was a little bit of a surprise. But when you looked at how we approached practice every day and the kids' attitudes, and we just kept getting better and better and better. And then our defense started shaping up, offensive rebounding. We found out who our shot makers were, who we could finish games with. All those were question marks going in. So this team has really come a long way from where we started back in September and October.
Well, LSU tomorrow in all likelihood is going to clinch the #1 seed for the SEC tournament. That victory has only grown in value and merit throughout the course of the season. I want to ask you about your perspective on the Americans' level of respect. It wasn't the outcome you were looking for Saturday. It wasn't what Cincinnati was hoping for last night. But for the conference, Central Florida now presumably is a lock as a 3rd team for the NCAA field. Temple scrapping for a 4th. Memphis gets the conference tournament on its home court, which gives it sleeper potential. What is your read, not that you spend a lot of time dwelling on it, but where the American fits in the college basketball landscape?
Well, I think you look at the net and see how many teams we have ranked in the top 100. Now, almost every league is middle to top pretty good. You know, if you look at the ACC, you look at the bottom teams in that league, every team has bottom teams. You know, the bottom of our league are rebuilding. Joe Dooley's in his first year at ECU. Dunleavy has probably the most unluckiest coach. He had a kid draft in the first round that went out early. His starting point guard got hurt. He had 3 kids that were supposed to be starters. They'd probably be 500 in our league maybe. But UCF was picked to win the league, and you can see why now. They got a great starting 5. Otako's so improved. He's a He's a problem. He's the hardest guy to officiate in the league, but he is a problem. They've got an outstanding scorer in Dawkins. They've got a great point guard in Taylor. Allen's one of the better defenders in the league. And then they got a 6'11 guy that's starting to come into his own beside Taco. That I think that's probably the best starting five in the league is UCF. And when they get to the tournament, they're going to be a problem for teams. I don't care what league they play. You know, it's like last year after we beat San Diego State, we played Michigan. Michigan, you know, won the Big Ten tournament. And you couldn't see a lot of difference in those teams, Houston and Michigan. And I think the same thing holds true this year. Cincinnati gets the right seed and the right draw. Houston, UCF, I think Temple's going to make it. Memphis wins the tournament, they're going to make it. So you have five teams that are really, really, really good. And I think our five teams can measure up with the top five teams in any league.
Two other things I want to run by you today. One, a coaching issue. Look, defense is your bedrock. It's been a signature of your teams for decades now. I am curious, beyond the initial buy-in and the types of kids that you look to recruit, and we've talked about that some in the past, what is the biggest pet peeve you have or hurdle in teaching defense to young players?
Everything you do has unintended consequences. You know, when you recruit a kid, it's usually because of his offense. You know, we don't recruit kids because of defense. Kids don't go to the playground and work on defensive slides and help position and taking charges. They work on offense. So when you recruit a kid, he's usually a really good offensive player. And I think your level of demand, you know, there's a lot of coaches that are probably a little afraid of confrontation. And I think if you're going to be a good defensive team, you've got to demand and you've got to confront. You have to establish standards. And after you establish standards, then and only then can you create expectations. So every day we work on certain things. We do this thing out of shell drill. We do a cutthroat drill. Where the only way you can score is to get we put a bubble on the rim. That's a lid that means the ball can't go in. So we play 4-on-4. And the only way you can get a point is to get a stop. And some days, if we're not doing that the right way, that may be the only thing we work on in October. There's been days, literally days in practice, Charlie, where we don't even work on offense. And you just can't depend. We scored 90 points last night. How many times are we going to score 90 points? We're not going to score 90 points against Cincinnati. We'll be lucky to get 60. So if you're only going to score 60 points, how are you going to win? You only shoot 35%, which you will some nights. How are you going to win? So that's the mentality that we drive into our kids, that we have to be good enough to win on nights we don't make baskets. And that's not easy to do. It's the You know, you got to knock the entitlement out of them. You got to knock their ego out of them, and make them play for each other. And that's the only way you can do it on defense. Now, the trade-off there is we give our guard we space the floor. We give our guards great freedom. You know, we don't restrict our talented players. We let them play and make plays because we have good playmakers. But the reason we're 28-2 is because we can. We can defend you, and when you shoot and miss, we can go get the rebound. And if we'll continue to work on that, then we'll continue to have chances to win games.
And finally, to frame Sunday, you go for the outright league championship against what until now has been the flagship program of this league. They've won 16 in a row at home, 49-2 over a couple of different facilities, somewhat analogous to what you've done the last couple of years. Boy, brass knuckles basketball, you shut them out the last 6 minutes. Toss out a point of emphasis or a difference maker, you think, Sunday?
Well, it's going to be senior night for them. They've got two great seniors in Cam Broom and Justin Jennifer. Jennifer's a lot like Galen for us. He's been there 4 years and he's improved so much, become a rock for that program. I think Mick's one of the better coaches in the country. I say that because of the way his teams play year in and year out. He gets the most out of his teams. He always has a pro or two. You know, last year he had Gary Clark and Jacob Evans. Jacob got drafted, and Gary's playing for the Rockets. This year he's got a pro in Justin Cumberland, and this Scott kid's coming along. He's got a chance to be a pro, too. So it's just going to be a tough, hard-nosed game. I've been proud of the way we've played on the road. You know, we're 7-1, and that's why we've got at least a share for the conference championship because of how we've played on the road. But when Cincinnati and Houston play, even the last two or three years, you know, we beat them at our place our second year. We beat them last year again. Then this year we beat them. So we've won three times in the last 4 years. I just think shows how far our program's come. But Cincinnati is the best basketball program in this conference, bar none. They are. They're the best. And that's why I'm proud of our kids. To worst case scenario, we're going to have a share of the league. But our goal is to go there and win. You know, we don't like losing. You know, our kids have got to the point where losing hurts them more than winning makes them feel good. And that's another hurdle that we had to get over. But this will be a tough challenge. But, you know, this time of year, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going to Cincinnati and competing. I want to see how our kids stack up.
Could wind up being U of H and Cincinnati consecutive Sundays. Heavy lifting to do for both, but the conference tournament championship game a week from Sunday. 11 a.m. tip. You have a preference on that? I know what TV says rules.
No, it's 12 o'clock there, obviously. So
yeah, that's true.
Plan it noon. Our guys got to get up at the same time our guys get up when that ball tipped up.
Don't forget to set those clocks ahead an hour, Kelvin.
Huh?
Don't forget to set those clocks ahead an hour tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. Got to make sure we get there on time, don't we?
So we'll be an early game.
It doesn't matter whether it's midnight or 2 in the morning. Let's go play ball, man.
Hey, as always, appreciate the time and insight. It's been marvelous watching this season from the start and plenty yet to it. Good luck Sunday. Good luck in Memphis and hope to touch base before the tournament gets going, 2 weeks from yesterday. Thanks again, Kelvin.
I look forward to it, Charlie. I appreciate you, man.
U of H head coach Kelvin Sampson.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.